The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you in on this Tuesday morning. Congressman William Timmons checking in with us for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. I'm doing okay. You know, it's been a pretty terrible 2020. I'm ready for 2021.
I tell you, it's just crazy. You know, Congressman, as if fighting this unknown COVID virus, being locked down, not being able to work in a lot of cases, small businesses struggling, to now going to small businesses literally being burned in these demonstrations. It's just crazy. I don't know the answer, Congressman.
I've been searching for it, and I've been very frustrated. The same people that are telling small business owners they can't reopen are telling them they can't defend their own business from looters and rioters. And yeah. I think what happened to George Floyd is absolutely horrendous, and we need to seek justice for him, and we need to reevaluate the way that we interacts with the black community, and particularly law enforcement interacts with the black community. But you cannot riot. You cannot loot. This is just wrong. And it's happening all over the country. It's being underreported. I have people that are in D.C. The hotel that I stayed at last week was a block away from the White House, where they burned the church, a church yeah. built in 1812. Yeah. Looters and rioters burned a church. But what they didn't tell you is they also broke into the two Apple stores. They broke into all the high fashion stores. They emptied them out. Wow. And these riots and this looting is causing literally billions of dollars of damage. We're just lucky that Greenville and Spartanburg have been relatively unscathed. And I had a call with the sheriff, Hobart Lewis, yesterday. I couldn't be more proud of his response. And we are the example that needs to be set across the country.
Yeah. You're so right, Congressman. We are blessed here in the upstate. Columbia, there was violence there. Charleston saw violence, and with Sheriff Lewis and Interim Chief Howie Thompson, Mayor Knox White, I've got to believe that their actions help diffuse a potential violent situation here in the upstate, and I applaud their leadership. Let's talk for a minute. You spent time in the 13th Circuit Solicitor's Office. Talk with us for a minute as a prosecutor on what you saw when you looked at this video with George Floyd. Of course, yesterday the coroner's independent autopsy says that he did die of asphyxiation. What was your response when you first saw that video?
It's just gut wrenching, and you know, I mean, the person screaming for air says, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. And you know, this, all the facts are going to come out. The coroner's autopsy, or the original autopsy, came to a different conclusion than the independent autopsy. I'm generally very suspicious of these alleged independent autopsies paid for by the person that is trying to sue the department. But we're going to get all the facts. There's going to be a trial, and we're going to let a jury of their peers hear all of the facts, and they're going to come to a conclusion. That is the system of justice that we have. It is unfortunate that it took a couple of days to charge the officer that acted inappropriately. So, you know, the criminal justice system works. It is not as fast as it could be, or that it maybe that it should be, but it is the best that we have, and it works. So, they're going to have a tough time with this, you know, cause of death issue, because if his cause of death was not asphyxiation, then that's going to be an issue of, sure, of cause. So if he didn't die of asphyxiation, if he died of a heart attack, as the original autopsy said, that's going to be an issue that the prosecutor is going to have to overcome. But again, that is what the criminal justice system is for. Facts will be heard. Arguments will be made.
How do we ever know for sure, though, when you have competing narratives there as far as these two medical professionals? How do we ever know what the true cause of death was.
The prosecutor, well, the defense attorney in this case, is going to talk about the credentials of the county-appointed medical examiner, and then the prosecution is going to say that the county-appointed medical examiner didn't know what he was talking about, and the independent medical examiner, who was paid by the victim's family, was in a better position to opine as an expert. So it's going to be a battle of the experts. I'm generally suspicious of anybody's given a second look and comes to a different conclusion. I'd probably want a third look, and I'd probably want a third look from somebody that has no dog in the fight and just is trying to find truth. The fact that the second examiner, the second expert, found a completely different conclusion is very suspicious.
Right. Yesterday, Congressman William Timm is with me on our 94.5 The Answer guest line. Yesterday, the president spoke to the nation from the Rose Garden, and upon finishing his remarks, proceeded to walk across the lawn of the White House, across the street to St. John's that you mentioned just a minute ago. Of course, Democrats are criticizing him because they are saying that Secret Service and other officials used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd so that the president could safely walk across the street. Talk with us. Obviously, this was a symbol that basically, you know, we're going to keep our city safe. We're going to regain control of our nation's capital when the president was standing there in front of this church. Talk with me about your response to this action by the president.
Well, I've been in D.C. six days in the last 3 months. Had a couple of votes here and there. The hotel I stayed at is about 100 yards from where the president left the White House and walked over to the church that was set on fire. And, you know, that doesn't happen. The president doesn't walk out the front door of the White House. And, yeah. You know, it was a message that was important. It was a message that said that he is trying to take charge of this. He's trying to provide the leadership necessary to give people the confidence that we're going to get a handle on this, but he can't do it all. His role is that of a federal executive, and the cities and the counties and the states have to play their role. They have to lead. They have to get their cities and states under control. South Carolina has done a fairly good job. Obviously, Columbia and Charleston had some very unfortunate circumstances there, and it broke my heart that law enforcement was not in a position to protect King Street in Charleston. And, you know, there's so much to unpack in what's going on right now, whether it is the small business owners, whether it is the people that are being attacked, whether it's the law enforcement that's working 14-hour days. I mean, even in Greenville City and Greenville County, yes, they kept things under control, and we should commend them for that. But we need to remember that they didn't eat breakfast or lunch. Some of them didn't have dinner. Some of them were out there for 14 hours following 100 to 200 people to make sure that they did not violate the rule of law and that they were peaceful in their protest. And, you know, this is just a very challenging time for us. And I'm frustrated like everybody else, and we need to get everybody back to work, and we need to do better with race relations. But looting and rioting is not the answer, and people that are need to be held accountable.
Yep. Well, and plus the fact, Congressman William Timmons with me this morning, plus the fact it takes law enforcement away from investigating other crimes. You know, it's not like they didn't have anything to do before this started. And so we're just taking them away from some very important work that they need to be focusing on. All right, quickly.
And, you know, one more thing. The irony of all this is the media doesn't seem to care when you have hundreds of people looting and rioting. There's no social distancing there. I mean, maybe that's one good thing that came of all this. We're done social distancing.
Well, that's for sure. And of course, health officials are saying we're probably going to see a spike in positive cases because of all of these rioters and looters and burglars you know, being in such close contact. And speaking of that, Congressman, we still have a pandemic. We're in the middle of a pandemic. What any news on any additional funding packages? I guess it's in the court of the U.S. Senate.
Really, the Senate is taking this slow. They're going to make sure that they can see the effect of phase 3.5. That was trillions and trillions of dollars of economic relief. And you know, we need to know how that affected the economy before we start doing more. Luckily, the Senate is the body that is going to create the next package, and they're working hard on that, and they're going to be as surgical and as tailored to only addressing people that have been adversely affected by COVID-19. So we're not doing any bailouts. We're not doing, you know, some massive check to everybody that doesn't need it. We're only going to help the people that need help, and that's the right thing to do. And we're going to help everybody get back to work. And this is going to be a distant memory next year. And then we're going to figure out how to balance our budget, because we're going to have $30+ trillion worth of debt.
That's going to be a big task, Congressman, for sure. Congressman William Timm, it's always good to speak with you. Be safe out there, my friend.
Same to you, Joey. Talk to you next week.